Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Foreclosures in Utah are on the decline. That's the good news. But some local homeowners are still struggling to make that mortgage. And today on the program, we're hearing about some programs and some settlements that can help homeowners in trouble. Joining me in studio is Afton January. She is the program and event coordinator for the Utah Housing Coalition. It's a nonprofit that works to increase the amount of accessible, affordable housing statewide. And Afton, good morning. Thanks so much for the time.
Well, thank you for having me.
And the Utah Housing Coalition and the Utah Attorney General's Office, they're both hosting a community meeting about foreclosure solutions. That's happening tomorrow, Thursday, December 6th. We'll give you details on that as we go. But if you'd like to join our conversation, if you're looking for a way to avoid foreclosure yourself, or you narrowly escaped, give us a call. Join us with your experience. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Afton, as I mentioned, foreclosure filings are down across the country. What's the picture here in Utah right now?
Well, here in Utah, we are very fortunate that we have finally dropped below the super high threshold of foreclosures that we've been seeing. In 2009 and 2010, Utah was ranked consistently fourth, fifth, and sixth in the nation each quarter. You know, up there, really high rate of foreclosures with states like California, Arizona, and Florida that, you know, got so much media attention on the national stage. Fortunately, that situation has abated somewhat. According to RealtyTrack, which is an online source of tracking information about housing markets across the country, Utah is currently ranked 16th in the country for foreclosures. So significantly lower than we have been before, but still higher than many of our neighbors in other states. So I'm here today to try to get the word out about some of the programs that can help homeowners who are finding themselves in this situation currently.
Why was Utah so high on the scale, do you think?
You know, it's really hard to say. The thing about foreclosure is that there's so many factors that go into it that it's hard to put your finger on just one cause of foreclosure. But we can make some pretty reasonable assumptions based on things that we've heard anecdotally from clients and data from places like RealtyTrack, CoreLogic, and other entities that track information in the housing market. We know that there was a large number of subprime loans going into the market in the early part of the 2000s. Of course, subprime refers to loans that are made to folks who may not otherwise be able to receive a traditional mortgage. So folks who have maybe a smaller down payment, poor credit history, not a very long credit history, or are otherwise not very informed about the homeownership process. And so what's happened in the subprime market is that a lot of people didn't understand the terms of the loans that they were taking out. Some people were taken advantage of by, you know, unscrupulous actors in the housing markets. And, you know, some folks just took out mortgages that were just too much for them. They got in over their heads. They didn't realize they weren't going to have the ability to pay things like option ARMs, which is an adjustable rate mortgage where the mortgage can jump significantly. Those are the kinds of things that we saw in the early part of the century here in Utah's markets. And so that caused a pretty significant first wave of foreclosures, which in my opinion shot us up into that, you know, fourth, fifth, and sixth range for the first little while of the foreclosure crisis. Obviously, since then, other things have happened that have continued snowballing the foreclosure situation. So with the economic crash, you had a lot of people losing jobs, a lot of people seeing reduced income due to reduced work hours, those types of things. And then there are normal events that happen in people's lives that cause foreclosures regardless of what's happening in the overall economy. So things like divorce, death, and costly medical bills are things that also push people into foreclosure. So those are some of the reasons that we believe the foreclosure situation, has been so severe here in our state.
The foreclosure filings are going down, which is good. That's not to say that there are still many local homeowners who are facing foreclosure. Can you tell us, is there a profile of a homeowner who's underwater? Is it affecting suburban areas or rural areas or geographic areas of the state? Can you put it in some context that way?
Sure, sure. So we've seen a couple of different things happening. Down in St. George, where you have a lot of the larger, more luxury type homes, we saw a lot of foreclosures in 08, 09, and 2010. Currently, we're seeing a lot more people in their primary residences who are going into foreclosure, and those folks tend to be people who have some education. So a lot of folks who have bachelor's degrees, associate's degrees. Most of the people who are going through foreclosure now have at least a high school education. You know, it's hard to put your finger down on a particular demographic profile in terms of race or ethnicity, because foreclosure has really affected people in a broad range of those types of backgrounds. But the average person in foreclosure is someone who has had a full-time job, and for some reason their income is decreased. Many of them have children. We see a high number of folks who've served in the military, and, you know, regular folks who do work in the community that you would never imagine. So teachers, firefighters, police officers, you know, those are the types of folks that we're seeing come in, just, you know, regular people like you and me who've gotten into a bad situation and need some help.
We're speaking with Afton January. She's the program and event coordinator for the Utah Housing Coalition, which aims to increase the amount of accessible, affordable housing statewide. They, along with the Utah Attorney General's Office, they're hosting a community meeting about foreclosure solutions tomorrow, Thursday, December 6th, from 10 a.m. to noon at the State Capitol in the East Building in the Copper Room. And if you need more information, 801-364-0077. And you can find out all that information on our website, kcpw.org. If you'd like to join us, if you've got questions about how to avoid foreclosure, 801-355-TALK is our number. So the good news, Afton, is that there are some programs to help people. First, tell us about the Independent Foreclosure Review. What exactly is that?
Sure. So the Independent Foreclosure Review is a program that was rolled out by the Office of the Comptroller of Currency and the Federal Reserve Bank System a couple of years ago to look at situations where people were already foreclosed on, meaning that their home has been taken away, they've moved, situations where maybe those foreclosures didn't take place appropriately. So perhaps some laws were broken, perhaps the mortgage servicers didn't negotiate in good faith with the homeowners, things like that. So what the Independent Foreclosure Review does is it allows homeowners who are foreclosed between January 1st, 2009 and December 31st, 2010 to apply to have their whole situation, that whole foreclosure situation, looked at by an independent consultant who is not connected to the banks.
If you have reason to believe that your foreclosure shouldn't have taken place.
Yes.
If the deadlines were accelerated or for whatever reason you didn't have full information, what are some other ways that you would qualify for this independent review?
So if you were in a situation where your foreclosure was, as we like to say, dual tracked, which is where a mortgage servicer would work with a homeowner and put them into a trial modification where their payments are reduced for you know, maybe 3 to 6 months. But at the same time, those servicers were proceeding with filing foreclosures. So, you know, I'm the homeowner and I'm making my reduced payments, and all of a sudden I get a notice on my door saying your home will be sold at auction 30 days from today. Those types of situations are the types where people might have an opportunity to have their foreclosure reviewed and possibly receive some kind of compensation because what happened to them wasn't right.
Mm. I understand there's another program, the National Mortgage Settlement, and Utah got this huge settlement.
Yes.
$171 million, massive amount of money to compensate those who suffered from an illegal foreclosure or some sort of delay in their loan. Tell us about how you qualify for the National Mortgage Settlement. please.
Sure. The National Mortgage Settlement is actually very similar to the Independent Foreclosure Review, but there are additional things that go along with that settlement that aren't available with the Foreclosure Review. So the National Mortgage Settlement was reached by 49 states, attorneys generals, and the U.S. Department of Justice with the nation's five largest mortgage servicers. Most homeowners are going to find that their mortgage is serviced by one of these banks. So you've got Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citi, Chase, and Ally, which is also GMAC. Mm-hmm. Those are the participants in this settlement. What the settlement does is it allows homeowners some options in terms of looking at where a foreclosure may have been wrongful and trying to seek some kind of compensation for that, as well as people who are currently in default or who need to receive a modification. There's opportunities for that as well. Yeah. So we've got a deadline coming up on this National Mortgage Settlement of January 18th. And the deadline for that is the deadline for applying to make a claim for a wrongful foreclosure. So if your home was already taken away from you during the time period that is specified by the settlement, then you might have an opportunity to receive some compensation. So, of course, that timeline is January 1st, 2008 through December 31st, 2011. Yeah. So that portion of the settlement is very similar to the Independent Foreclosure Review, but it covers a larger time frame. The reviews under that will be performed, I believe, by the same company that's actually performing the reviews under the Independent Foreclosure Review. So they know their stuff, and they're going to be looking at these things from an unbiased angle, trying to see if people were wronged, if their rights were violated, or if the banks didn't act in good faith with them.
As I was researching this topic, I came across a story in the SF Weekly. It's an alternative newspaper in San Francisco that said that only 7% of the eligible homeowners have filed a request for the independent foreclosure review. Just 7%.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's such a small number. And I guess the question is why? Why are so few people who may well qualify for federal help when it comes to these foreclosure filings? I mean, why are people in danger of foreclosure or who have been foreclosed on not reaching out, not going to get some help that they qualify for?
You know, Jennifer, my hunch is that a lot of folks who've been through this process are fatigued. Mm-hmm. They're tired. They're fed up. They've lost their trust in the system, you know, not just in the banking system, but perhaps in the other systems, government systems and nonprofit systems that exist to help them. The foreclosure process can be extremely disheartening, and I think that might even be an understatement. You know, it's something that causes a lot of stress in people's marriages. There's a lot of shame around it. But in addition to that, when you're working through the process of trying to save your home with one of these mortgage servicers, most homeowners are going to find that the process is extremely complex and convoluted, that there aren't any quick answers, that the personnel that they're dealing with on the other end of the phone doesn't always know the answers and isn't always necessarily happy and willing to help. Mm. And that's why we have housing counselors here in our state. By calling 211, which is the free information and referral service, homeowners throughout the state in all different stages of homeownership can get in touch with a nonprofit housing counselor who won't charge any money for their services. And what these counselors do is everything from educating first-time home buyers, young people who are thinking, you know, this is a good time to buy a home, which, you know, it is. Rates are low. There's lots of houses out there. But also people who are wanting to apply for these different types of programs but feel tired and fed up with the process, as well as folks who might not be eligible for these programs but still want to try to work through a foreclosure or a default situation with their own mortgage servicer. The counselors are well educated, they're unbiased, they don't charge money for their services, and by calling 211, homeowners can get in touch with them, and those are folks who can act as an advocate for these homeowners, particularly those who are fed up with the process but still might be eligible to receive some compensation.
Sure. 211, we'll put that on our website, kcpw.org. As you mentioned, the deadlines for these two federal programs are fast approaching.
Yes.
I mean, is it complicated? If you already have the fatigue, do you need to go out and get a lawyer? Can you just get help through the housing counselors, or what other avenues, what kind of expert advice can help you through the application process for both of these two specific programs, the Independent Foreclosure Review and the National Mortgage Settlement?
Sure. My opinion is that the nonprofit housing counselors are going to be the best first resource for any homeowner who's facing foreclosure, whether that is just its own foreclosure situation or whether you want to apply for one of these programs.
And I assume you're going to have more help at this event that you have tomorrow.
Yes, we will have some housing counselors up there to answer questions for homeowners about everything in the foreclosure process, from what the timeline is in the state of Utah through how they should apply for these separate programs. You mentioned attorneys. Attorneys are great resources for homeowners, particularly if they feel that laws were broken or their rights were violated and they would like to make additional legal claims against these banks. Neither of these programs preclude homeowners from seeking additional damages in the civil system. So if you were wronged, if you know that your home was taken, or at least you feel very strongly that your home was taken away from you in an improper manner, certainly apply for these programs, but you may also want to seek legal advice as well. Certainly an option.
And if someone wants to go to these meetings tomorrow, do they have to bring anything other than their story?
Nope, just come ready, ready to receive some information, and we will help you through the process. We plan to have some computers there up and running so people can look through these websites that provide the information on how to apply, as well as the application forms themselves. As I mentioned previously, we will have some housing counselors there to answer questions about how to do this. You know, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of folks just are tired of the process. They feel overwhelmed. It can be very stressful, and so I would definitely encourage people to take advantage of these free nonprofit services while they still exist.
Afton January with the Utah Housing Coalition. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Utah Housing Coalition and the Utah Attorney General's Office hosting a community meeting about foreclosure solutions. That's happening tomorrow, Thursday, December 6th, from 10 a.m. to noon at the State Capitol East Building in the Copper Room. And you can find out more information by calling 801-364-0077. City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Coming up tomorrow, Utah's Wasatch Range and just how the mountains inspire those in our community. We'll find out more tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.